You're listening to BBC Radio 3. Now it's time for Proms Chamber Music, live from the Cadogan Hall in London. It's presented by Catherine Bott.
Welcome to Cadogan Hall for the last of this season's Proms Chamber Music recitals. Well, perhaps I should say, welcome to Venice, because that's where today's music takes us, our gondola steered most capably by the members of the French ensemble Le Poème Harmonique, under the direction of theorbo player Vincent Dumestre. Their programme is called Venice from the Streets to the Palaces, and it celebrates the artistic melting pot that was La Serenissima in the early, heady days of the 17th century, which coincided with the birth of a new musical expression that led swiftly to that most exotic and irrational art form, opera. I could call this concert a mere curtain raiser to the 400th anniversary performance of Monteverdi's Vespers of 1610, which is coming up on Friday to fill the penultimate night of the proms, but it's much, much more than that. We are going to be treated to a candlelit semi-staging of the affetti, the emotions, from the loftiest romance to the streetwise Bergamasca. And here's a very good one, The Boat Passengers. It's the story of a Frenchman, a German, a Spaniard, and a Neapolitan, among others, who set sail with a boatload of victuals and then find the ship's cat has eaten all the cheese. There will be music by Monteverdi to start the programme, including his heartfelt Lamento della Ninfa. But there's also rarely heard music by his contemporaries Benedetto Ferrari and Francesco Manelli, the first composer to write operas for a paying public rather than a courtly audience. With me on stage to talk about the programme is Vincent Agrèche, who is general manager of Le Poème Harmonique. Vincent, thank you very much for talking to us today. Tell me about the concept of this programme.
Well, first, maybe it would be interesting to reset this concert in the frame of what Le Poème Harmonique is doing generally. Le Poème Harmonique was founded approximately 10 years ago by artistic director Vincent Dumestre, as you said. And since the very beginning, the aim of the group was to create a kind of combination between the various arts of the 17th century, which means music, of course, but also literature, poetry, theater, dance. So the group developed on both sides concerts and established itself throughout the world with quite renowned concert programs of both profanous and sacred music, and also progressively developed some stage productions, most of them with one of the most brilliant young French directors, Benjamin Lazare, who is with us in this room today. And the aim of these stage productions was to give to the audience a kind of period performance, a kind of global understanding of the arts of the 17th century, just like you would talk about period instruments performing, but having the same type of approach with the gesture, the pronunciation, the sets, costumes, and the lights. And so we are now performing in France regularly important operatic productions under these principles. But it's not so easy to bring abroad operatic productions all the time, so we wanted to imagine a concert frame that will be a kind of reduction of these principles to their very essence. So Vincent Dumestre and Benjamin Lazare imagined together this program about Venetian music, which of course features music by Monteverdi and Manelli, as you said, but set them in the frame of a reconstruction of the gesture of the time and use the dramatic power of the light of the time, which was in the theaters and the concert hall, the candles. So what unfortunately the BBC listeners won't be able to see is that this concert is going to take place nearly in the dark, only with the candlelight, and this light is going to emphasize the gesture of the singers and the interaction they have with the musical performers.
Well, I'm sure all radio listeners are now geared up to use their imaginations, and the lucky people here in Cadogan Hall can use their eyes as well. Vincent Agrèche, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So now, as the lights dim, we can all settle back and let the musical waters lap gently round us as we welcome Le Poème Harmonique to perform an hour-long sequence of ravishing Venetian music, every piece apart from the opening number receiving its first Proms performance. And they begin with Monteverdi, an aria from his opera Il Ritorno d'Ulisse in Patria. Dormo ancora. Do I still sleep or am I awake?
Miserere, miserere, non, non, Scarpita la scatta, 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 Hola, 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 hola Riso in mano al pianto. Unisce il cielo. porta nella mai, posto il pensiero cacciando i miei guai. Robe di ghiaccio o caldi sospiri, sempre mi faccio per vostri desideri. Robe di ghiaccio o caldi sospiri, sempre mi faccio per vostri desideri. Si quel suo grande non fosse mordace, faria rapire a gente la pace. Se quel suo grande non fosse mordace, faria rapire a gente la pace. Rome del ghiaccio o caldi sospiri, mentre mi faccio per vostri desideri. Rome del ghiaccio o caldi sospiri, mentre mi faccio per vostri desideri.
Oh, Thank you.
A poem harmonique tout ensemble uniting in the anonymous hymn to laughter and good living, O brava gente. It ends their programme of music from the streets and palaces of 17th century Venice, performed as a continuous sequence. Details of the music, for those of you who aren't here in Cadogan Hall, can be found on the Radio 3 website. And let's give every member of this magnificent ensemble a proper English name check. The singers are Claire Le Filiatre, Serge Goubiot, Jan van Elsacker and Arno Mazzorati. And the instrumentalists are Johannes Frisch, Lucas Perez, François Enoch, Jean-Luc Tambi, Michel Claude, and director Vincent Dumestre, and the staging was directed by Benjamin Lazare. And that sadly brings us to the end of this year's always illustrative and sometimes revelatory series of Proms chamber music concerts. Don't forget that John Elliott Gardiner will be bringing his thrilling interpretation of Monteverdi's Vespers to the Royal Albert Hall on Friday night. I have one more prom to present, a late nighter with Penguin Cafe on Wednesday, so do join me for that if you can. Meanwhile, for more good listening, it's back to Broadcasting House and Jonathan Swain.
Thank you, Catherine. Catherine Bott there at the London's Cadogan Hall. Well, as for tomorrow's lunchtime concert here on Radio 3, it's from this year's Edinburgh Festival. Violinist Midori makes her debut there with two well-known sonatas by Beethoven and Brahms. And in contrast, Bloch's second violin sonata and the playful duo Capriccioso by the contemporary Argentine-American composer Mario Davidovsky. That's here on Radio 3 just after tomorrow's 1 o'clock news. And keeping the music making coming from the summer festivals, following on from the prom repeats this week in the afternoons, we've highlights from last year's City of London Festival, including this afternoon viola player Maxim Rysanov and his Russian duo partner Yevgeny Samoilov in Shostakovich's very last piece, his Viola Sonata. Right now, though, to South Kensington in London for an edited repeat of last Saturday's prom. Penny Gore was in the presenter's box.
Welcome to the Royal Albert Hall, where another of this year's visiting orchestras returns for its second prom of the season. The Minnesota Orchestra was here yesterday with its music director, Osmo Vanska. They ended their concert with a mammoth Bruckner symphony, and tonight there's an equally epic finale, Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, the Choral Symphony. It's an essential ingredient in every prom season. Four soloists and the BBC Symphony Chorus will be on stage too. First, though, the orchestra is joined by the violinist Gil Shaham, who's stepped in to replace Lisa Batiashvili. And that's for a performance of the concerto which Alban Berg was commissioned to write in 1935. Well, sitting with me this evening in the BBC Loggia Box to talk about the concert is a special guest, Brian Newhouse, host of the Minnesota Orchestra's radio broadcasts on Minnesota Public Radio. Welcome along, Brian, again.
Good evening, Penny, and good afternoon, Minnesota.
Well, we're going to hear this Berg concerto first, and it's a work that was very personal to Berg. It was dedicated to the memory of an angel, and this whole feeling that there was something special comes through in his writing, I think.
There's an elegiac quality to this. The delightful friend of the composer, young woman, prime of her life, died, and moved by that, Berg sat down with pen and paper and created this gorgeous, gorgeous mid-20th century piece.
Well, earlier today I caught up with the soloist and the conductor, and I asked Gil Shaham, first of all, about the challenges of playing this most heartbreaking of concertos.
There is such subtlety to the textures and to the harmonies and
There's so much deep emotion in this piece. Heartbreaking, I think, was the word you used. And I think that's probably the hardest part, to get each phrase, to get that nuance, to get that feeling, that special atmosphere.
And I have to say that you need a soloist who is willing to do chamber music. And I'm really happy to say that this is first time I'm playing with Gil, and it's complicated concerto, but I feel whatever I'm doing, he's always there. And I'm really, really happy about this experience, and I just hope that this is going to be first of many, many concerts in the future.
Osmo Vanska, and applause there for the acting concertmaster of the Minnesota Orchestra, Sarah Quark. Well, Brian, Osmo there was talking about the chamber music character of this piece, and I think that's something, certainly seeing the rehearsals today, that the Minnesota Orchestra really excel at, because there's a tremendous feeling of sort of all being in this together. They're very collegiate, they all pull together. There's a great feeling that you can see going on stage, and all part of that chamber music ethos.
Yeah, and Osmo will leave no stone unturned in the rehearsal process. He brings all the different choirs of the orchestra together and makes sure that everyone is absolutely clear of what the score is saying, what he wants, and what the overall effect is. And that's the success of Osmo Vanska and the Minnesota Orchestra. And I have to let people back in the States know about the demand for tickets tonight. The Royal Albert Hall, 5,500 strong, is full, and there were lines around the corner and down the block. So the word about got out last night about the Minnesota Orchestra. The place is packed tonight. Very exciting.
And here they are all applauding our soloists, Gil Shaham and Osmo Vanska, on stage with the Minnesota Orchestra for this performance of the Violin Concerto by Alban Berg. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alban Berg's violin concerto dedicated to the memory of the 18-year-old Manon Gropius, whose death had devastated her family and friends.